We're talking now on our Coach's Corner program with West Hancock head coach Mark Sanger. And Coach, last night it was senior night and your final regular season home game as the Eagles took on St. Ansgar. You also clinched at least part of the district championship with that win over St. Ansgar last night. Coach, a lot of things going on, and your team pulls out the 32-0 victory. Talk to us about the game.
Yeah, our guys, you know, it's always good down to the seniors, and, you know, it was an awesome night for weather, and just obviously the outcome worked well in our favor, but, you know, it got off to a fast start for us. In the opening kickoff, we were able to get down, and St. Andrew kind of had a mishap, and we got on top of the ball for, I mean, not an onside or anything like that, but just the ball fell in a gap in their return, and one of our seniors, Pablo Caez, jumped on it, and yeah, a couple plays later we scored, and after that we kicked off again, and their first play from scrimmage, they fumbled, and Kellen Smith picks up a fumble and runs it back for a touchdown, and just like that, in the first minute and a half, I think we're up 12-0, and then after that, you know, that's defense played well, and you know, we were flying around, and he forced four fumbles last night, and we got up and got up early 12-0, and then you know, and just kept rolling from there, and I think went into halftime with a 26-0 lead. Came out, scored first in the second half, and went up 32-0, and that's how it finished. But we did a lot of things well last night. You know, and our seniors knew, you know, most likely it was going to be our not necessarily our last home game, but our last regular season home game, the last one you're guaranteed on our home field for our seniors. So they want to make sure they went off on a high note at home, and they did just that. So it was a great senior night, and it was a good game to close out our regular season home schedule.
Coach, you kind of mentioned those things that happened throughout the game. How important to a victory, especially the one, you know, ends up being 32-0. So, I mean, you take away a couple of those turnovers that your team forced. You take away, you know, you guys getting the football right away when you were supposed to kick, and then you get in again after the second half. I mean, you take those away, and it's St. Ansgar is still right in this game. So how important are sometimes in these big games are those crucial points that your team swung in your favor this last night?
You know, that you're exactly right. Those are very uncharacteristic things of a St. Ansgar team. You know, it just kind of had a few mishaps that they don't usually have. And, you know, for when you're playing a good team like that and those opportunities arise, you got to take them and run with them. And our guys did, you know, like in a big football game as that was, and just some turnovers like that can be huge and very crucial to the outcome of the game, and it very much so was. Our guys, you know, we took it and ran with it. We had a few opportunities, and our guys did not didn't hesitate. You know, that first one, I mean, it was kind of a miscommunication on the return team, I think. But I tell you what, you also have to be ready to make the play, and Pablo Caez was. He was down there. He went down there like a streak and got on that ball, and it was a great way to start the game. And then same thing with Kellen Smith. You know, anytime your defense can score and that opportunity arises, he did. I mean, he was Johnny on the spot because I think Rylan Barnes is the one that hit their ball carrier in the backfield. The ball popped loose, and you got to be around the ball when good things happen or to make good things happen, and Kellen did. The ball pot squirted out, and he scooped her up, and it was off to the races. So I credit those guys. They did an excellent job to being around the ball and being where they're supposed to be.
Coach, as both you and I have mentioned here already this morning, last night also senior night of your program, what have these seniors meant to you and this program?
It meant a lot. You know, I think last night was their fourth district title in a row, and I'm pretty sure this group of seniors has not lost a district football game. So they've done a lot for our program. They've been very successful. And I tell you, just to be a part of that, to do something like that as this group has, it's pretty special and pretty, you know, I'd say unprecedented for our – I mean, I think we may have had a group do in the 90s, but it's pretty – you know, that doesn't come easy. That doesn't just happen. It's due to a lot of hard work, a lot of dedication, a lot of – a lot of grit, and these guys have that. You know, I just appreciate so much the seniors and what they've done. We've got 12 seniors that have stuck with it for 4 years, and you know, there's a lot of work. I know I've said it before on here that we ask a lot of our seniors, and they respond, and they get the job done, and they have. So I can't say enough about this group and what they've done, and how important they've been to our program, because we got a pretty good thing going here right now, and they've kept it rolling when it's their turn to do so.
As you mentioned, Coach, we've talked about the district championship, but let's talk about what that means to the program. Your district champions again.
Yeah, and you know, those things don't come easy. You get teams like Newman, you get teams like St. Andrew, and the rest of the teams in our district that you know they're used to winning and they're used to success. And anytime you're playing teams like that, it's going to be a dogfight to earn those types of things. And a district title is nothing to shake a stick at. It's something to be very proud of. You know, we have big goals down the line as well, but that is a great place to be for the first goal to check off the list. And I think that's a pretty big accomplishment for these guys. You know, when you can do four in a row, that's very tough to do and very very admirable accomplishment thus far.
Well, Coach, I know you guys have a big opportunity again looking at you this week as you guys will take on a North Butler team trying to close out the regular season undefeated. I know you're not really playing for too terribly much as far as just playing for an undefeated regular season, but I'm sure that also means a lot to your team and to obviously not lose a football game. So another big game for your team on Friday night.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and to finish out regular season undefeated is a goal as well. But you know, the biggest thing is in high school football, you're only limited to so many games. You know, some of the sports you play in high school, you get all sorts of opportunities as far as the games you play and the amount that you play. But football is really not one of those. You know, we have 8 regular season games, and I think the most you can play throughout the year is 13. So really, that's not that many. So our guys know that their games are limited, and you know, their time is limited. A lot of them will never play again after high school. And, you know, when there's only that many times you can play with your buddies, that you're lining up next to your senior buddies there, it means something, and it doesn't make it too hard to get prepared and get motivated to play a football game. So I think that's the thing that some of our guys look at, that they want to take every opportunity they can, every play, every snap, and every opportunity to play with their friends, and that's a good way to approach every game. And I think that's the kind of more what some of them are looking at for next week, and they'll be excited and they'll be ready to play again for North Butler.
What do you know of North Butler, and what are you expecting from the Bearcats?
I know that they've had success in the past. Last year we played in the last game of the year for the outright district title. I know they lost a big group of seniors, but you know, I don't. It'll be the last game for them unless they choose to schedule a week 9 game. And you know, they got some seniors there I know that are proud that'll want to go out on a high note, and you know, their coaches will have them prepared. We'll be prepared for them, but we'll be ready to roll. We'll get head over to Green and try to take care of business like we want to do.
All righty, Coach. Well, I appreciate you taking some time with us again this morning, and wish you the best of luck against the Bearcats next week. We'll talk to you again next Saturday.
All right. Thanks, Aaron.
That was West Hancock head football coach Mark Sanger.